Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Built to last. I've been quite nostalgic of late. I was clicking through the property details of what was the first and only home of my paternal grandparents. The house, which became their home, was built in 1931, and they moved in as a young married couple just before the world went to war for the second time. Their home was sold to another family when my grandmother passed away about 20 years ago. Sadly, my grandfather left this mortal coil a few years earlier. Even though my grandparents lived in that home for just over 60 years, the house has changed hands 11 times since. This walk up memory lane to what was their front door led back into a haven of boyhood wonders for me. The large garden my older brother and I could exhaust ourselves within, while the grown-ups talked about matters we neither understood or cared about during our age of innocence. It dawned on me as I closed down the webpage that just as a house changes hands, so does a business. Just as the owners of a home contribute to the rise and fall in the value of a building, so do the owners or managers of a business. I Googled, what is the average lifespan of a publicly traded business? I was shocked to read that according to McKinsey & Co., the average lifespan of a business listed on the Standard & Poor's S&P 500 in 1958 was just 61 years. They further predict that only 25% of the companies listed on today's exchange will still exist by 2027. What societal factors have occurred to reduce the average lifespan of a business for McKinsey to predict that 75% of today's public businesses will soon change hands, go private, or simply close down to be no more? Likewise, how can one family make four walls a home for 60 years? And yet it's been bought and sold 11 times since my parents closed that beautiful front door and gave the keys to strangers my grandparents never met. I'm no philosopher, I'm just a recovering accountant who is a student of organizational development and leadership behavior. But I think it essentially boils down to the increasing restlessness of the human heart. Just as homes change hands because the grass looks greener somewhere else, businesses change hands. Just as families outgrow homes, businesses have to adapt to the new needs. This sometimes means merging with another business to create a new home for the commerce that now needs to be cooked up in the kitchen. The home may become too big when the children grow and go, and so it's better to sell. Likewise, when a business loses the talent it thought would be the next generation of leaders, it's often sold because the energy is no longer there to keep the forward momentum. Like us, it slows and then gradually stops. The doors are closed as soon as the price is agreed. It all becomes history, simply memories of yesterday. According to Castles Unlimited, the median age of a home in the United States is 37 years, which means that most properties will need to be repaired at some point. Staying on our parallel path, according to the Small Business Administration, only about half of small businesses launched today will survive at least 5 years, with the average lifespan being just over 8 years. Houses that last more than the average 37 years do so because they're well managed and maintained. Likewise, small businesses that survive more than 8 years are well managed and maintained. There seems to be an interesting correlation between those who live in one home for many decades and those whose work in or run businesses for countless sunrises or sunsets. I think the answer rests within the concepts of contentedness and contribution. See, just as my grandparents made a home from a house which continues to increase in value, great owners, leaders, and employees create organizations built to last.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.